Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
We talked about genetics yesterday, and this is a follow-up out of Britain where doctors are saying this is not an attempt to create designer babies, but this is an attempt, they say, to circumvent the possibility of diseases caused by a defect in the mother's egg that could be easily circumvented to allow the birth of a child that doesn't inherit disease from the mom because of that defect in the egg, correct?
That's right. This is dealing with a component of the cell called mitochondria. Mitochondria are essentially the batteries, the energy sources to the cells. They do not contribute to the genetic makeup of the person, but rather are the energy source. So they don't do anything to change color of eyes or organ function, nothing like that. What they are necessary for is for the cells to be able to do what they need to do by providing them with the energy. So certain liver diseases, stroke-like problems, blindness, some forms of epilepsy, muscular dystrophy are associated with the inactivity or the defect of these particular mitochondria or energy factories. And what they've managed to do is they've taken a fertilized egg and removed from the fertilized egg all of the DNA necessary for creating life. But in this case, what they did is they transferred from the mother who had this mitochondrial disease where, should the embryo develop, it would develop into a person who would have a particular disease. They move this DNA into another egg from another donor that has normally functioning coding for the mitochondria. So in effect, you're simply changing the battery in the cell, but not altering the programming that leads to the development of a person. And so that's what the study that they did demonstrated and was published in the journal Nature. So it's not really designing any baby. You're not changing any of the normal physical characteristics of the baby. What you are doing is changing the mitochondria, which was defective in the original egg, replacing that mitochondria so that the cells that have been coded for from the mother now will function properly without developing those diseases. So that's essentially what they've done in this case.
All right. But it's going to be subject to debate because it has to be recognized as a legal technique if they're going to employ it.
Absolutely. Right. There are certainly ethical considerations to go through, but this was simply to demonstrate that this could be done. Now it's up to lawmakers and medical ethicists and the public in general to look at this and decide, is this something that we want to do?